Happy Tuesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I hope this doesn't turn into a rant. I hope that this doesn't turn into a rant, and that I hope that I'm just trying to, I hope I can present my point, the point that I want to present. Last night, me and my mother have been watching Designated Survivor. First of all, good show. It's a very good show. It was on regular TV, so there's like 20 episodes per season. Again, this was from 2016. It's like the first season. I think it's from 2016. And it was on regular TV. So there's some corniness that I expect. I'm a big fan of Kiefer Sutherland. And as I was thinking, I was even a fan of his father, Donald Sutherland, before Kiefer Sutherland came along. So I like the show. I noticed in the show yesterday, though, that in every scene, there's a person of color or a black person. In just about every scene, there's a black person. All the characters in this show, all the dominant characters, are female. There are no reputable, uncompromised white males in the show. I thought Aaron, who was like the chief of staff or one of the president's most trusted, the president's Kiefer Sutherland, one of the president's most trusted staff. Turns out he might be a little crooked, but that's okay because it's TV. But it turns out he's a Hispanic. He started speaking Spanish. I'm like, oh God, even him. The president's bodyguard, Mike, is Secret Service. And I think I said this before, but I'll say it again. I thought he was just supposed to be a bodyguard, Secret Service bodyguard, you know, charge of that detail. Next thing you know, he doing high-level CIA stuff in every scene. Right-hand man to the president. Now, I'm not saying black people can't do this. I'm not saying females can't do this yet. I might be saying that females can't do this. Females don't go to war. There's a reason we don't send females to war. And when we go to battle, that we send males. The main character, well, one of the main characters, Wells, who's with the FBI, is simply doing too much. 98-pound Asian female getting shot, shooting people, getting in car wrecks, fighting. It seems that the dominant criminal in the show so far is a female. So, and the black male who was her, the black male who was her partner got compromised. They kidnapped his son. The female, actually another female, who's the main villain so far, kidnapped his son and made him confess and demoralized him and, you know, whatever. He is black, so he was in it to the point. And he was, you know, comparable, reputable, blah, 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 until he got compromised. So I'm watching it, and everybody was black. He appointed a general. General was black. He asked this person, another general or some staff, they're black. The other counterpart to the president, who may or may not be, you know, a villain. And when I say may or not be a villain, a corruptible or reputable, is, you know, sometimes they present people who, you know, they float out there that might be a villain or not. You don't know who's really being good or bad. The vice president was a white male. He was definitely a villain. His wife, who was dominant, his wife, who they started presenting, the vice president's wife, who they started presenting more and more as their character developed, was the dominant one in that relationship. The main villain, again, they said, is a white female. And he got this 98-pound Asian female running around, getting hit by cars, getting shot, shooting people, going out on missions all by herself with a gun. She's going after these, like, top terrorists, people who did some amazing conspiracies, blah, 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 with just a gun. all by herself on her own, again and again and again. Even my mother said she had to stop watching it because that was just so unrealistic. She said it was because of that Wells, Agent Wells or whatever, that she just couldn't take it no more. It was like me when I was watching Star Trek. I think I got through the first 10 minutes of that super woke presentation, that super woke series, Star Trek, Brave New World or Strange New World. And the diversity just kept pounding me in my face so much that I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't want to be lectured. I didn't want to be, I'm trying to watch TV. I don't want to see an example of some kind of cultural shift that somebody may or may want to take. Now, I'm not saying that females aren't capable of doing this. I don't think. And if I am, I don't care. I'm not saying females don't want to do this. I don't think. And if I am, I don't care. And I may think that. I may think that some females just want to be females. They just want to be. It's today. I mean, right now, it's taboo probably for a female to say, I just want to have kids, get married, and be a housewife. If you probably get feminists or culture today, they'll probably attack you like you was a homophobe. No, they attack you like you had a question about transsexuals. Even if you just ask a question about transsexuality, you're considered a phobe. A phobia, a transphobe, a hater. So I bet, and it's getting to the point where, and then last night, the two female, like I said, the little Asian Wells female little girl, I mean, little tiny girl, doing all this superhuman stuff. The extractor, extraction two guy, John Wick doing. Now, I'm not saying females can't do that, but there's a physical difference in males and females. And then for me to sit there last night, and here we go, two females fighting. I knew it was coming. I mean, I knew it was coming. That's the latest thing now, to have two females fight. I don't even think there was a male fight there yet. You know, there's nothing wrong with a good old fashioned car chase, good old fashioned car wreck, you know, in the show to keep it lively. You know, a little battle between this character and that character, finally, you know, squaring up one-on-one. But in this show, Designated Survivor, season one from 2016, it's all females. All females are doing that. The males take a back seat. And every other character is either, every other character is black, and the other character is a female. And like I said, it bugs me. I'm not even sure why. But I'm sure there's a good reason for it. I'm not even going to try to explain why. Well, I might try to explain why, but I might not be able to explain why it bugs me so much. And usually when stuff bugs me like this, there's a reason and it comes later. I'm just going off my natural reactions. And I will say this too. Let me, after saying all of that, and if you noticed, I did not once mention black female. Now, I got to take my hat off to my sister for this one. She pointed this out to me a while ago when I was going on a rant about this. You don't see, there's no black females. There's no black females in this show that have a comparable part. None. And it's like an Asian female. That I guess they could say they could put a female in there, we'll make an Asian, that covers a bunch of bases. The counterpart, senator or Hoboken, whatever her name is, white female, older white female. Everything is white female. There are no black females, none. They have comparable parts in this. And for something, it's supposed to be pushing diversity the way it do. But I will say this, in 2016, it's one character, they're not overt about the gayness. They're not overt about the homosexuality in this. It's subtle. You can see just a little bit of how could I say, sweetness in passing in a couple of the characters. None of the main characters. Well, one of the main characters, the one that's kind of working with Agent Wells, he obviously likes her. But he seems kind of, I thought he was going to be gay. Because he didn't come off as that with that stereotypical maleness. And he's a white male, and he's under her. So now everybody's under a female. Female's running the whole place. Female's basically running the whole thing. Female's running the whole show. They're doing all the fighting. They're doing all the killing. And if, and, or, and it, it just, it's just too much. It's just too much. And I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not, but when it's time to go to war, who do we send? We send men. Why? I'm pretty sure there's good reasons. Why don't women sign up more for the army to go to battle? Could be, not oppression, but the way traditional roles have been set throughout the 1950s. Women in the house, quiet. They didn't have the right to vote until so-and-so. You can enter that limitation. But I also say that some women or females, and I can just say this in general, some women and females just want to be girls. It's almost taboo to be a girl anymore, just to be female, to be feminine, to be purely feminine. Quote unquote, want to be taken care of, just to be a housewife, raise children. Let, you know, let the big strong man go out and work and bring home, and I'll stay home and take care of the family and wear a dress and not necessarily not wear pants, but not wear the pants. And not be out there fighting and climbing mountains and doing super heroic stuff that you see in every other commercial you got female doing. Or wearing long nails and eyelashes with their booty hanging out, overly sexualized, trying to be this super strong, super being. Just the same way that I can go back and say, for men, maybe some men don't want that either. It goes both ways. At least right now. In fact, it's flipped. If a man wanted to be that alpha, John Wick killing everybody kind of person, that's fighter bound. It's okay if a woman does it. If a woman can go out with that kind of mentality, that strong, you know, just, brr, brr, I can climb mountains. I can beat everybody up. It's okay if a woman does that. And it's okay if a man wants to take on the feminine, a female role, traditional female role, and be soft and sweet and weak. Now, this is by definition in the dictionary. This may or may not be my idea, but that's the perception of the female. Come on. We got to admit that, whether it's right or wrong, whatever you think that means. That's kind of the general idea of what femininity is. It's okay for a woman to be strong and quote unquote masculine. It's okay for a woman, but it's not okay, quote unquote, for a woman to be weak and submissive in the general eye. And so it's frowned upon when a white male or a male, white male, even when a white male becomes superhero-ish and wants to kill everybody and take over and be that, not an oppressor, but that alpha, super, mega thing. You know what I'm trying to say? But I think it's okay if a black male wanted to do it, because, now I know this may be coming out disjointed, but it's almost like the white male is being erased. It's almost like the white male is being erased from movies and media, TV even, news. It's going feminine. And I don't know what the push is. As my niece says, it might just be a tactic because people respond to it. Enough people respond to it that it's positive on advertising dollars. I think females make up the majority of the population, and white females may be the largest demographic right now, if you want to get that specific, you know, for sex and gender, the United States. They definitely have power, buying power and wealth. So I can see how you would want to target that. Target them and the people who sympathize with that. But it's just too much. And this is 2016. So I don't even want to see what Designated Survivor gonna look like in the 2020 episode. Post George Floyd, if it's just the episode that was made after George Floyd. I don't even want to see what that's gonna be. And after the Me Too stuff. If Me Too didn't happen back then, before then. But it's just too much. That's my, hopefully it didn't come out as a rant. Of course, I'm sure it did, just a little bit. But I do feel somewhat triggered and passionate about it. But I wanted to get the layout or my idea or the structure of what I'm trying to say out in digital before I can probably even find the right words. But yeah, that's that. Should I do the swinging on y'all? I don't know. Yeah, let me do it though. Even though it's kind of early, I'll do it. And then we'll go back if I do another one later. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any atom, in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, a theory of universe. A hypothesis of all as one. My name is Shepard.